Right now, the renewable energy sector employs around 26,000 people. But the short-term job projections vary wildly. They could go as high as 45,000 or drop as low as 11,000. That's the finding of a report released by the Institute of Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, today, which presents the first large-scale survey of renewable energy jobs in Australia. It's used projections from the Australian Energy Market Operator, and the high job rate reflects adoption of a step change scenario, which is consistent with the Paris Climate Agreement. The low rate is based on existing policy, which, after successful achievement of the renewable energy target in 2020, is anticipating a big fall in investment. Chris Briggs is a research principal at the UTS Institute for Sustainable Futures. I asked him what steps we need to take now to ensure a strong future for the industry.
Fundamentally, we need a national climate and energy policy that creates better certainty for investment in renewable energy. We don't have that at the moment. There's a whole array of options of things that government could do beneath that, which might include a mechanism to replace the renewable energy target. Governments themselves are significant buyers of energy and could sign power purchase agreements with solar and wind farms. They could support the growing market in corporate power purchase agreements. There's no shortage of opportunities. It just needs a bit of policy commitment to make it happen and to grow the sector's jobs.
How does the employment opportunities that are created by the renewable energy sector stack up against the fossil fuel industry? Does it provide a pathway of transition from one to the other to support communities that are going to be impacted?
The number of jobs in renewable energy is already larger than the domestic coal sector. It's going to grow, we believe, to be larger than the thermal coal sector that produces for power generation, and a comparable number of jobs to the whole domestic and export coal sector. There is some overlay between coal regions and the renewable energy zones where the jobs are expected to be created. Renewable energy creates jobs across a whole range of areas, much wider. But the basic point is that renewables can play a meaningful role in supporting jobs growth in coal regions, but they need to be within a wider industry development plan that develops a range of industries. They won't do it on their own. So we really need to see a transition plan and investment to diversify coal regions, which includes renewables, but also grows other industries.
And what are the risks of us not having a plan that looks at all of this and starts being initiated quite soon?
Well, we've seen what happens with a disruptive change in Victoria when the Hazelwood coal-fired power station closed down with only a few months' notice. Governments have invested significant money since then and some quite innovative programs. But once you get a collapse and a loss of jobs, just can't rebuild industries and jobs overnight. There was information provided to the Victorian Parliament last year which suggested that only one in three of those workers had managed to find a full-time job since. So the risk is if we don't prepare ahead, if we don't diversify ahead, there's a high risk of economic collapse in these regions.
And many business groups, unions, investors and the energy industry itself are calling for addressing the climate change crisis to be front of our mind as we move out of the pandemic. Does the Morrison government's gas-fired response to COVID-19 support that?
Not really. Gas is going to reach the same situation as coal in a few years' time. As the world shifts towards a net zero carbon economy, gas is also more expensive than renewable energy, so it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I think really what we're setting ourselves up for is the risk of stranded assets down the track when the government should be incentivising renewable energy with hydro and battery storage to provide firm, secure power, and also providing support for energy efficiency, which can be the source of lower bills and a lot of other jobs as well.
And does our current trajectory have us on track for meeting our Paris target?
Not without the use of credits and the like, no. Ironically, renewable energy is the main source of reductions, but no, we're not tracking to meet our targets. And our target is a low one in any case compared to other nations and not compatible with the wider agreement which requires net zero emissions by 2050.
Chris Briggs, Research Principal at the UTS Institute for Sustainable Futures.